The next question is for Ambassador Booth. This was submitted by a journalist from South Sudan in Focus, a VOA program. Could he comment on whether IGAD Plus was launched at the AU summit, when the new round of talks is expected to start, and what the U.S. position is on the IGAD blueprint for the talks and power sharing in South Sudan?
Well, thank you for that question. Yes, the concept of IGAD Plus was indeed discussed here and endorsed. It was briefed yesterday by the IGAD mediators in the meeting that they had with the IGAD member states and the five African Union countries that have been selected by the AU to reinforce IGAD. My understanding is that there will be a meeting of all of the IGAD Plus partners in the very near future to discuss the substance of the way forward. IGAD has also given to the IGAD mediation has given to the South Sudanese parties an outline of what they believe is a possible peace agreement. And we understand that the both the government and opposition are taking a serious look at that. Inevitably, both sides will have some concerns. But what is needed and what has been stressed repeatedly is that in order to achieve peace, there needs to be the leadership demonstrated to make the compromises for peace. The people of South Sudan continue to suffer. In the past 2 months, because of the uptick in fighting, over another roughly 150,000 South Sudanese have been displaced. And the UN estimate is that as of early July, close to 4.6 million South Sudanese will be on the verge of life-threatening hunger. That's 40% of the population. So the idea that fighting is only in small pockets of the country is definitely not an accurate reflection of the situation. South Sudanese in many parts of the country are facing the severe hunger issues, needing emergency assistance. They've been displaced in numbers that go up to roughly 1.5 to 2 million between those that are in internally displaced camps and in refugee camps in neighboring countries. So this is a very serious humanitarian situation, and the only way to begin to turn this around is through a peace agreement and getting all South Sudanese to begin to work together.